Hello, welcome to the Salca Poetry Project. This is Ana Maria Hernando, and along with Kenneth Robinson, poet from Nashville, Tennessee, put together a series of interviews about poetry and the arts. This series have been funded in part by a grant from the Boulder Arts Commission, an agency of the Boulder City Council.
This is Kenneth. I'm happy to be able to share some poems today with Ana. Several of our poems will be in English and Spanish because for us, the rhythms and all that happens when we let these two languages play together, it's very beautiful. So that's one part of it. But another part is that's how we met on our first journey together to Peru. After we spend our days going to these extraordinary places, great natural beauty and spiritual beauty, then in the evenings, the group would gather and we would share poetry and music, and Ana would translate the English into Spanish. And these became really special times for us and an important part of later trips that we led. And then also, we come from such different places, Ana and I, geographically, economically, culturally, but we're right at home with one another inside the poem. So Ana, would you speak about poetry for you and your childhood influences and how they affected your poetry and your art?
So this of moving in the two languages, this is the everyday for me. I grew up in Argentina, and Argentina is such a different culture from here in the States. I grew up with a lot of exuberant feelings and loud sounds and lots of love. And one day I moved to the States, and this was almost 30 years ago. And moving to the States was a surprise for me. It wasn't something that I had been planning forever. And suddenly I found myself in this other country with other colors and other rules. And many things happened. I lived in different places in the States. Always a path of discovery. And throughout all of these years and the wonderful things that happened, and I had my three kids were born in the States, one miraculous gift from the cosmos was that I had the opportunity to go to Peru, a place I had always wanted to go, and meet there Don Americo Yáver and translate for him and his son Gaile Yáver. And Americo is such a... Americo has a heart of gold and a mind of bird, and he opened so many things for me. And this was a trip put together by Retta Lawler, whose heart is a shining crystal. And there also I met Kenneth in my first trip to Peru, and through translation I began to know more about him, and this beautiful connection began till this day.
I'm grateful to Americo and to Sanchi for meeting you, and also for all that's followed in terms of our poetic connection. So in terms of my own childhood, I come from poor people, and I received my schooling in a small town in rural Tennessee, and what mattered there was hard work and survival, and arts education was not much of a priority, and neither was the inner life. And so by the time I left there, I had this great hunger. I don't know that I really knew it at the time, but I was searching for something, and I think what I was searching for was the poetic. And the first poem I'll read speaks to that. This is one of our longer poems we'll read today, and so we won't do this in Spanish. I'll just read it in English. It's called Sixth Grade. I was from a small town, a hardware, two gas stations, three churches. Though I could not have known it then, living there made it all but impossible for someone weak as me to carry the burden of a soul. But somehow I set my sights on having a mind, straight A's and little cheap brassy medals with hard to make out images on them and lettering at the bottom that said English or mathematics. If you achieve something in athletics, you got a good sized trophy, but if you're scholarly, you got one of these. My mother kept them, it turns out, along with silver dollars my grandmother had given me in her old purse. I found them there after she died. They were even cheaper than I remembered. No mention was made of art until I entered the sixth grade. Along came Mrs. Griswold, who painted when she was not patiently trying to teach poor Hicks proper grammar. She turned us loose. One of the precious few who wanted us to be more than servants of the masters. I produced several memorable pieces as we prepared for a county-wide student art competition. I remember a pastel of a palm tree at sunset, nothing I had seen firsthand. There must have been a limit on the number of paintings a student could enter because I recall Mrs. Griswold trying to convince me to submit a pretty good tree trunk I'd done in crayon. But I was wanting to go with my landscape that featured a big sky. I was colorblind and could not see that my yellows and blues had run together to make a swath of unappealing green above the horizon, and she was too kind to point it out. So she put it to a vote. She called on the class to raise their hands for the one they preferred, and the room was unanimous in favor of the tree. It won me a blue ribbon, and all the rest of my entries got ribbons too. But then sixth grade ended, and no one ever brought up art again. There are a lot of ways a little town can hate you. I found those paintings and the ratty ribbons in a chest in the spare room after my mother died. Where I grew up, it wasn't easy to get news of the wider world. But behold, at a time when I was incapable of imagining anything, the Beatles and the astronauts appeared. British music and weightlessness, and I knew I was headed as far away from home as possible. And then there was even more good news. The hippies were taking over. It was a beautiful time, a golden decade. Don't believe them when they say it wasn't. Long-haired boys in ragged jeans, girls in their flowery dresses, peace and freedom, colors, and other things I could not understand. Back then, people were fearful of nuclear war and blacks and commies, but nothing scared them half as much as the summer of love. The whole world ran and has been running ever since. But I stayed behind. Over many things, the hippies stood guard. My green sky, my open mind, my childlike sense of justice. Wanting the world to play fair, I still do. It's absurd, I know, but I still do. I won an award once, a Starvey, a local honor handed out several years back to starving artists and writers for a poem, a lament I set down, rife with utopianism and light. I left it with my parents during one of my visits. I looked for it after my mother died, but I couldn't find it. I'm not saying she didn't keep it. I just couldn't find it.
So now I'm going to read one of my poems, and we will read them together with Kenneth. Something that it's so ingrained in so much of what we do is this, the two languages, and this dancing with the two languages. You know, it adds that you never know how it's going to come out.
We'll see.
This poem is called Santos, and that it's saints. And here we go. Hacemos el amor como santos.
We make love like saints.
Repletos de luna, aureola, nimbo, de ardor celestial, morimos todos los días.
Full of moon, aureole, nimbus, from celestial ardor, we die every day.
Estallamos relámpagos en el cielo negro.
We are lightnings in the black sky.
Abrazados nos florecen alos.
Our bodies flash, embraced, flowering halos.
Abrimos, esperamos, abrimos más.
Opening up, waiting, opening up more.
Encendidos dentro de la oscuridad querida.
Ablaze inside the loving darkness.
Trenzamos llamas azules.
Braiding blue flames.
Tormentas verdes de colibríes.
A green storm of hummingbirds.
Raíces cristalinas.
Crystalline roots.
La respiración líquida.
Liquid breath.
Alentamos juntos corriendo desde la primera puerta a la creciente canción anaranjada.
Joined at the first door, we run toward the growing orange song.
Nos coronamos áureos.
We crown each other aureus.
Plantamos estrellas dentro del alma.
We seed stars in the soul.
Rezamos por horas.
We pray for hours.
Hacemos lo que no estaba hecho.
We do what has never been done. We pray for hours. The next poem that I'll read is also about prayer. Prayer is a complicated thing. People have strong feelings about it. But when I hear someone pray from their core, I can feel it. And I think I've been healed by it. And this poem is about that. It's called Prayed Over. Top of the world, cold, the mist promising rain.
Rezado, la cima del mundo, frío, una neblina que promete lluvia.
The old man praying in weavings of red and gold.
El anciano rezando en sus tejidos de rojos y oro.
His prayers an inch from my chest.
Sus rezos a una pulgada de mi pecho.
He's speaking an unknown tongue.
Habla en una lengua desconocida.
But I am fluent in sincerity.
Pero yo entiendo sinceridad fluidamente.
She follows behind me, breathing prayers into the palms of my hands.
Ella le sigue detrás, respirando rezos en las palmas de mis manos.
Beauty floods my mind, leaving no room for thought.
La belleza inunda la mente sin dejar ningún lugar para pensamientos.
Eternity overtakes me.
La eternidad me sobrecoge.
Fearlessness enters me.
El arrojo me apodera.
I am disturbed neither by the silver door of death.
No me distraen ni la puerta plateada de la muerte.
Nor the red door of resurrection.
Ni la puerta roja de la resurrección.
Neither by the open window to intimacy.
Ni la ventana abierta a la intimidad.
Nor the stone path to freedom.
Ni el sendero de piedra hacia la libertad.
I know this place.
Conozco este lugar.
Coming down from the mountain top, I think of the times I've been prayed over.
Bajando la montaña, pienso en otros momentos en los que me han rezado.
I think of people who possess the gift of prayer.
Pienso en la gente que posee el regalo de la plegaria.
My father's sisters, Omega and Joe and Mary, his nieces, Sue and Nell.
Las hermanas de mi padre, Omega y Joe y Mary, sus sobrinas, Sue y Nell.
All standing, holding hands, encircling my mother's hospital bed.
Todas paradas de la mano, rodeando la cama de hospital de mi madre.
Moments before her surgery for cancer.
Momentos antes de su cirugía de cáncer.
I'd walked in on them as they prayed for her.
La sorprendí mientras rezaban por ella.
My mother was being baptized in sister love.
Mi madre estaba siendo bautizada en amor de hermanas.
And I was driven backward out of the room by blows from a hammer of gold.
Y a mí me dirigieron hacia afuera, fuera del cuarto, con martillazos de oro.
Again, 3 years later, during my mother's last hours.
Después, 3 años más tarde, durante las últimas horas de mi madre.
These sisters were up all night.
Estas hermanas estuvieron despiertas toda la noche.
Their 80-year-old hands comforting her as they watched and waited.
Sus manos de 80 años confortándola mientras la cuidaban y esperaban.
2 beats after the silence swallowed her, their prayers exploded.
2 latidos después de que el silencio se la tragó, sus rezos explotaron.
The force like machine guns spraying the landscape.
Con una fuerza de ametralladora rociando el paisaje.
Clearing the area of any demon or specter that would chance to trouble a soul in transit.
Aclarando el área de demonios y espectros que podrían arriesgarse a molestar a un alma en tránsito.
Cheyenne and Joshua.
Cheyenne y Joshua.
Black-haired Pentecostals.
Pentecostales de pelo oscuro.
Young and beautiful.
Jóvenes y hermosos.
To pay them a visit was to risk transformation.
Visitarlos era arriesgarme a una transfiguración.
Their faith rose from the ground like Mississippi oak.
Su fe se elevó del suelo como un roble del Mississippi.
And faltered not in darkness.
Y sin dudar en la oscuridad.
The dependence of flesh, the pride of the infinite.
La dependencia de la carne, el orgullo del infinito.
One did not leave without receiving their blessing.
Uno no se iba sin recibir su bendición.
God hung on every word they uttered and denied them nothing.
Dios estaba pendiente de cada palabra que pronunciaban y no les negaba nada.
Years later, I'm still under their protection.
Años más tarde, todavía estoy bajo su protección.
My own solitary prayers are harder to trust.
Mis propias plegarias solitarias son más difíciles de confiar.
Burdened by theology, weakened by reason, too ashamed to ask.
Cargado de teología, debilitado por la razón, demasiado avergonzado para pedir.
I mutter phrases, drift off, then rise meekly to do what best makes sense to my heart.
Murmuro frases, me distraigo. Me levanto sumisamente a hacer lo que a mi corazón le parece.
I would abandon the whole enterprise if not for my son.
Abandonaría toda esta empresa si no fuera por mi hijo.
Who authors my involuntary prayers.
Quien es autor de mis rezos involuntarios.
And whose helplessness kindles my highest instincts.
Y cuyo desamparo enciende mis instintos más altos.
From strange terrain inside me, commands are issued for supernatural intervention.
Desde un terreno desconocido en mí, órdenes son dadas a toda intervención sobrenatural.
And the cosmos quakes.
Y el cosmos se estremece.
I don't mean to say he changes.
No es que mi hijo cambie.
I mean to say my prayers do.
Pero son mis rezos los que cambian. This next poem, it's so funny, I was going to speak in Spanish. So this next poem is a poem I wrote from my bed here in Boulder, a day of snow outside, and now we are walking towards winter again. Slowly the fall is calling, and here comes the poem that's called Misterio Ajeno.
Another mystery.
Thank you. Blanquísima,
blazing whiteness,
fuera de mi ventana,
beyond the window,
la nieve cae.
The snow is falling.
Yo en mi piel, mi cama.
I in my skin, my bed.
Humedad y cobija que me cautivan.
Moisture and blankets captivate me.
Afuera frío, la nieve tan lejos.
Outside cold, the snow so far away.
No me toca, no la huelo.
She doesn't touch me. I cannot smell her.
Solo sé que está cayendo.
I only know she is falling.
Sobre los conejos.
Over the rabbits.
Las ramas descoloridas.
The pale branches.
Tan desabridas en su terquedad. Oropeles invisibles.
Insipid in their obstinacy. Invisible tinsels.
El silencio, el agua helada. Estalactitas. Mundos dentro de más mundos.
The silence, the frozen water, stalactites, worlds inside more worlds.
Intramuros yo adormilada.
Intramural, I, sleepy.
Perdida en ortografías trasnochadas, en diccionarios de remilgos y trivialidades, medio muerta, tan reacia.
Lost in remote orthographies, a dictionary of trinkets and trivialities, half dead and reluctant.
Agua, hielo, vida viva, llévenme.
Water, I, startling life, take me.
Róbenme de mi cama.
Steal me from my bed.
Desarmen la despótica necesidad de calor. Aticen mis huesos, asustados, aferrados a lo poco que todavía sé.
Pierce the tyrant's need of warmth. Shake my frightened bones, gripping the little I know.
Rescátenme del alcázar.
Rescue me from this stronghold.
Y vos, nieve.
And you, snow.
Tentatriz de pausada lentitud.
Temptress in your leisure.
Danzante fugaz, venite a mi boca, tomame.
Fleeting dancer, come to my mouth, take me.
Contame lo que sabes.
Tell me what you know.
Llename de los arcanos helados.
Fill me with frozen arcanas.
Envuelta en tu transparencia. Un día me haré pájaro.
Wrapped in your transparency, one day I'll become a bird.
Otro día seré pez.
Another I will be a fish.
Pero hoy, despertemos juntas, rutilantes y blanquísimas.
But today, let's wake up together in this blazing whiteness. Okay, that poem almost makes me like winter, which is transfiguration in itself.
So many mysteries.
This next poem of mine is called Numb. And one of the things I love about poetry is the champion of the feeling life and the power of feelings, and not just that feelings are okay or that they're natural, but they also lead us to our deepest selves, that lead us to wisdom, that they're the gateways to the best in us. And so I hope this poem speaks to that.
And so this is a poem that it's only in English. I haven't translated it yet. And this is...
Yes, thank you.
The rhythm.
That's right. I pull back the shower curtain, reach in, turn the handle, pull down the metal collar of the faucet. Moist warmth leaps toward me as hot water powers from the shower head. I close the curtain nearest the pipes and draw it open and back. I step into the mist and, making a left, move toward the soft roar, my shoulders singing the fluid steadiness into chaos, breaking it into jazzy notes and phrases. Touches of clear cursive wonder gather at my eyebrows and then fall in shining drops before my eyes, blurring the white tile walls. Resting in a cone of liquid heat, I wrap my arms around my ribs, scaffold my breath. Let the stream travel my spine, beam its way past my scars, curl and swirl at my feet. It's one of those mornings before the fear has taken hold, when I can feel. And it makes me think of numbness, our great need of it, its terrible consequences polished into greed. And I vow once again to try to feel a little more, to let the beauty break me, to come to things with a free and daring mind. Poets write about what they love. And I love my shower.
Yeah. Such a luxurious moment. Well, my next poem, it's a poem about words. And what I was saying before, unexpectedly, I found myself in this world of other language. And I find myself how I go from one language to the other. And words, in this way, began to stop being transparent. this of going from one culture to the other, the words have a different weight with them, a different play with them, calling me to look at them individually. And these words, they float around me. They are these beings, carriers of gifts from different times, depending if they come in one language or another. And the poem is called Cumulus. Cuando hablo,
when I speak,
y digo estas palabras,
and I say these words,
más palabras aparecen en mi boca,
more words appear in my mouth,
como estrellas nuevas,
like new stars,
relucientes,
resplendent,
corriendo en el hilo de un arco,
running on the thread of an arch.
Palabras.
Words.
Vuelan en sus vestidos de plumas.
Are flying in their feathery dresses.
Esponjosas.
Bibulous.
Tocando el aire.
Touching the air.
Expandiéndose.
Expanding.
Y dando vueltas.
And turning.
Abriéndose como las flores de este naranjo hasta rozarte.
Opening like the flowers of this orange tree till they brush you.
Y tocarte.
And they touch you.
Y susurrarte.
And they whisper to you.
Aguas de azar y fuegos.
Lemon waters and fires. Such a joy to hear your voice. And to hear my own poems through your voice. And so we'll end with a final poem of mine called Looking Out to Sea. We love...
Sorry.
In the darkness. Yes?
Yes. Mirando el mar. That's the name of the poem in Spanish.
Thank you.
Here we go.
We love in the darkness.
Amamos en la oscuridad.
And as the light comes, we rise to stand beside the sea.
Y cuando la luz viene, nos paramos frente al mar.
She sings praises to our surrender.
Ella canta sus alabanzas a nuestra rendición.
This eternal singing of the Emerald Mother.
Este canto eterno de la Madre Esmeralda.
This blue-green song sung again and again.
Esta canción azul verdosa cantada una y otra vez.
These morning prayers repeated until they become the noonday prayers.
Estos rezos matutinos repetidos hasta convertirse en los rezos del mediodía.
These noonday prayers repeated until they become the evening kirtan.
Estos rezos repetidos desde el mediodía transformados en el kirtan del crepúsculo.
These evening chants resounding until they become the midnight readings.
Estos cantos vespertinos resonando hasta volverse lecturas de medianoche.
My heart, my mind, my empty life.
Mi corazón, mi mente, mi vida vacía.
Listens as she sings in perfect sadness.
Escucha mientras ella canta con una tristeza perfecta.
Her white-crowned hymn molesting my loneliness with hope.
Su himno coronado de blanco inquietando mi soledad con esperanza.
Faith has come.
La fe ha llegado.
Not through effort, nor through study.
Sin esfuerzo, sin estudio.
Faith has come in holy trespass.
La fe ha llegado en transgresión sagrada.
As we stood looking out the sea.
Mientras parados mirábamos el mar.
Thanks so much for listening.
Thank you so much. And again, thank you also to the Boulder Arts Commission and its grant. The Boulder Arts Commission is an agency of the Boulder City Council. This is Ana Maria Hernando and Kenneth Robinson.
Thank you.